A quorum of the Rio del City Council held their regular meeting on October 4th with a light agenda. The Council received a presentation on the Humboldt County Tourism Business Improvement District, which began in 2012, and Rio del is the only city that charges a bed tax that is currently not a member. The Tourism District promotes the local area in marketing campaigns and local events designed to increase overnight stays in the county. Rio del would need to collect an additional 2% assessment for all overnight stays under 30 days in the city. However, there are only two businesses that this assessment would fall on, the Humboldt Gables Motel and the River's Edge RV Park. In the past, the business owners weren't interested in joining the Tourism District. The city will be contacting the two businesses to gauge current interest in the Tourism District. Community choice aggregation was next on the agenda with a presentation by Richard Engel of the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. All of the other local municipalities except for Rio del and Ferndale have decided to participate in the new energy delivery program, which anticipates beginning service to customers in May of 2017. The council will consider joining the Community Choice Aggregation Project at their October 18th regular meeting. The October 18th meeting will also include the second reading and possible passage of the Commercial Medical Cannabis Land Use Ordinance in Rio del. This would be the revised version that limits all activities to the Eel River Sawmill annexation site and maintains the ban against dispensaries anywhere in city limits. The City Council had previously voted against putting a commercial cannabis tax measure before the public at the upcoming November 8th election. City Manager Kyle Knopp updated the Council on when the city might be able to move ahead with a tax measure that does require voter approval.
So barring a unanimous declaration of emergency from the Council, the next opportunity for a tax measure would be, a general tax measure would be November 7th. Of 2017. If the council were to declare a unanimous declaration of emergency, the timeline could be moved up, but November 7th, 2017 would be the timeline that is possible to basically have a similar tax measures as the one that had been presented a couple months ago.
There is a non-binding advisory measure on the November ballot for residents of Rio del, which asks if the city should allow commercial cannabis businesses in the Eel River Sawmill annexation site. The next regular meeting of the Rio del City Council will be held on Tuesday, October 18th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.